The following show is produced and distributed by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome to another award-winning Travel Planners radio show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Welcome indeed, and here we go. By the way, thank you very much for checking out our YouTube site. We're now up to 726,000 views and climbing, and we do appreciate that.
Woohoo!
There's stuff there for everybody from all over the world, even out of this world. The International Space Station. There's a video of the U.S. Air Force Band marching into Red Square on the Victory Day parade after the fall of the Soviet Union.
Now, that's a historic film.
It is.
That
yeah.
is not.
Well, I was there. And it was just, I still get chills watching that one. There's also, just go take a look. You'll see there's all kinds of stuff. And we'll have some things from the, there's one from the Italian festival that shows the wine stomp or the grape stomp contest between the police and the fire department. Wait till you see what the winner got. It's pretty funny. While you're there, please click that little red button to subscribe. We would appreciate that. And then we will give you an email every time we put up a new video. Nothing else. No junk mail. And also, feel free to email us anytime you like. KevinAndSueTravel@yahoo.com. Our first guest today is
one of our favorites here, Terry Holder Marshall. And she and Vanessa, another travel writer, went houseboating. Just the two of them. I got to hear about this.
I'm glad I wasn't on the lake. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Well, thank you, Kevin and Sue. And Kevin, you have a really good point about not being on the lake, at least when I was driving. So.
Yeah, they can be a challenge, no question. Where did you do this?
We were on the Raystown Lake, which is in kind of central Pennsylvania, in Huntington County, and it's roughly like 40 miles south of Penn State University, so it's that area of the state. And honestly, it's the most hidden lake I've ever seen for a huge lake. I mean, you don't see it literally until you get to the marina because of the way it's tucked in to all the hills. It's a beautiful region, and you can rent houseboats at the Seven Points Marina, and so we went houseboating.
Do they ask you in advance, have you had previous experience?
No. Well, they knew we hadn't. They knew we hadn't, but what we had to do when you first arrive is they do a safety video, and you have to take a little quiz. So it's about, I think, 30 minutes or so, and we watch this video, and then we were quizzed on it. And if you pass the quiz, you know, you get the boat. But then they also have someone go on the boat with you before it leaves the marina and the dock to go over everything that you have to do, you know, like, I mean, it's not just driving it. You've got to know how to work the generator and all the different power things. And, you know, I have no boating experience. So it was, you know, it was interesting. We learned a lot.
I bet. How big a boat was this?
56 feet. The
one
they gave us was 56 feet. I know. Not
that's
a little
big
thing. And it had a, it was huge, and it had a hot tub on the top, which is really cool. And then it has a slide on the top where you can just slide down into the lake. You know, it was a little cold, the lake water still, because we were in the early season, but that would be a blast when the water's warmer. But, yeah, you could slide right off the top of the roof down there. But, yeah, they gave us that big boat.
Now, are there any photos or video of this event?
There should be, because what happens is when you leave the marina, they go with you just to get it out of the dock. They don't let us bring it in and out of the dock, which is a really, really, really good thing. You don't want anybody doing that hasn't had the experience. It's even challenging for the people who work there. So they get you out of the dock, and then they have a boat pick the person up that's helping you, and you're on your own, and with your instruction, of course. But you have to take it, and you tie it up to trees, so you run it ashore, basically, which is so counterintuitive, you know, running a boat right up onto the shore. You do it, like, head-on, and you find just a couple of trees somewhere that you can tie it up to, and so that was like a Lucy and Ethel thing from I Love
Lucy. When they were getting on their little boat to go back to the dock after they got you out in the lake, was that the point where you went, what the hell are we doing?
Yes, exactly. Well,
why did we do this? Yeah.
So I always let Vanessa. Well, I don't let Vanessa. Vanessa takes over because she's really much more coordinated than I am. So she was going to drive, and so that was great because she was getting it, but she was nervous, and I'm like taking pictures of her, and she's like, stop it, you know, I'm concentrating. So we get up, we find a place in one of the coves, and it's very secluded where you can tie it up. We saw two trees, and we're like, this looks like the place. We can do this. Well, we realized shortly after the fact that, you know, she was driving that, that I had to get out of the boat and tie it up. Well, I'm 5'2", so getting in and out of the boat and climbing on hills is a little more challenging for me than it is for her. So, but I got out, and I got the first rope tied up around this tree, and I was so proud of myself. I was singing the song, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree, because
okay.
It was a yellow rope. And then Vanessa starts screaming, the boat's leaving, the boat's leaving. And I look around, and she's, like, out of the boat, getting ready to tie the other side up. I'm like, get in the boat! Yelling back and forth. We didn't... It was hilarious. I mean, I wish somebody could have videoed it, but...
Yeah, there should be a documentary on that, and that's what that's what they should show before you take the boat out instead of their training thing. Yeah,
exactly. What not to do?
It'd probably kill their business, though.
Exactly. Well, we were thinking, like, how embarrassing to, like, have to tell them we've lost the boat in the first half hour, you know?
Maybe that's why they gave you a boat that was so big, so you'd be able to find it.
Maybe so.
How long did you stay on the boat?
We were there 3 nights, I believe it was 3 nights. So it was really cool. I mean, we did 2 nights out on the lake in different places. Like, no, actually, I think we stayed 2 nights in one place, 1 night in another cove, and then the 4th night in the marina. So we're actually on the boat 4 nights. And it was just, it was so cool because you tie it up and then you can, like, get off the boat and hike. You know, there's all these hiking trails, there's tons of mountain biking trails, all these cool things to do. And or you can just hang out on the boat. And, you know, you have your kitchen. It has all the pots and pans you need. It has a grill. You know, just everything. It's kind of like, you know, a big RV camper thing
sure.
that's on water. Yeah.
Had you gone before on an RV trip that you were familiar a little bit with that part of road experiences?
No, and that's coming up later in the summer. They're sending us RVing together, so...
Okay, take video.
Now, you said you tied up out in the lake at night a couple times?
Yes. So you go out into the cove, and there, you know, you find the trees like we did and managed to tie up eventually. And then you just sit there. And it was the first cove we found, we had been told about. It's good to be in the coves because if the winds come, and it was pretty windy, then you're not as affected by them, you know, back in the
Yeah, well, and if it's like Lake of the Ozarks, you don't want to be tied up at night out in the middle of the lake either because you'll get run over. Well, you know, there's just so many boats on that lake. Yeah, I was questioning that. So, all right, well, when we come back, we'll find out a little about living on the houseboat. I think that would be something we need to know.
I think that'd be fun.
I do, too. I see this as a possibility in our future. Our guest is Terry Marshall, and we will be back. And so in the meantime, drop us that email, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com, and also check out our YouTube site, youtube.com/kevinandsuetravel. We're just getting started on today's Travel Planners Radio Show, so don't go away. We will be right back. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show live on the Global American Broadcasting Radio Network.